How can we hold on to our faith amid unfair circumstances? How can we stand up for what's right in situations where there is wrongdoing? Let's discuss.
Welcome to the Walking in Step with God podcast. Here we empower you to walk boldly with God. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org for resources, videos of our messages, and more information about our ministry. Once again, that website is walkinginstepwithgod.org.
Hello, welcome to Walking in Step with God. I'm Steve McDonald. Today we explore the topic Stand Up for What's Right as we continue our series, Living a Courageous Life. All too often as we walk with God and walk in the world, we find ourselves experiencing or witnessing unfairness and wrongdoing. How shall we act when we learn of unfairness? How should we proceed when we become aware of wrongdoing? In today's episode, let's explore three ways that we can stand up for what's right, and as we walk with God, let's discuss ways to lean on our faith to bring light into the world and do right in the face of wrongdoing. Let us learn the ways that God can use us and equip us to push back against wrongdoing and bring fairness into circumstances where it's desperately needed. Before we dive in, let's take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Have you been yearning for a deeper relationship with God, especially in the unusual times we're in? Here's your sign that your desires are being answered. 100 Steps with God is the spiritual guidebook you need to navigate this transformative journey you're embarking on. Filled with inspiring messages, this book is written to ignite your thinking and illuminate the path toward a rich, intimate relationship with God. The special edition delves deeper and includes scriptures, reflective prompts, and space to journal your thoughts. Visit www.100stepsbook.com to order your copy of the standard or special edition today and strengthen your bond with the Creator. Again, that's 100stepsbook.com, 100stepsbook.com.
Welcome back. Let's continue discussing three ways we can stand up for what's right as we deal with unfairness and wrongdoing in our lives. Number one, help those in need. There are plenty of examples of unfairness in the world concerning things that we have very little control over. There are people in the world born into poverty or born into a region of the world where security, resources, and basic human needs are lacking. Some persons suffer from physical handicaps or mental health challenges through no fault of their own. There are even people living on our sidewalks and in shelters as a result of financial insecurity. The need is great in our society to help those in need, but those who are willing to do so are few. According to my research, if the wealthiest persons on earth donated a small percentage of their net worth, over 2 billion people on earth could be lifted out of poverty. Making a difference doesn't require a fortune. We can all play a part in helping someone in need. Helping someone in need could entail providing food or water to someone dealing with hunger. It could be volunteering within an organization that provides essential support to vulnerable communities. If you have the means to help someone in need, please do not shy away from these opportunities. Ask God to direct you to situations where you can provide some level of support for an individual or even an entire community. Number two, respond to acts of wrongdoing. It is a fact that there is good and evil in the world. Evil manifests in countless ways. There are many circumstances in which wrongdoing is done, and there is little we can do on our own to respond. There are other situations where we can make a difference by pushing back against wrongdoing. As we go about our interactions with others in the world, we will likely encounter situations where someone is wronged in some way. Envy, greed, pride, and wrath are the root cause of many forms of wrongdoing. The list of situations one could encounter is almost endless, but there are some situations where we can respond to wrongdoing. We can comfort someone who is dealing with sadness due to wrongdoing. In some cases, we can provide guidance and counsel for those who have experienced wrongdoing and are not sure what to do next. If it is safe to do so, we can report illegal and unlawful behavior in the workplace, in particular, wrongdoing directed at others, such as bullying or harassment. Workplaces can provide ways to anonymously report incidents of wrongdoing. Of course, always use discernment, good judgment, and discretion when it comes to reporting wrongdoing in the workplace. Ask God to equip you with wisdom on how to respond to wrongdoing in your midst and expect guidance from Him. Number 3, pray for justice. So far today, we have discussed situations where we can become directly involved in standing up for what is right. There are many situations, however, where unfairness and wrongdoing are occurring, and there is absolutely nothing we can do personally to affect the situation. As an example, there are people in the world with tremendous power, but gain their power through greed, pride, and wrath. The news reports on most days reveal the pain and suffering of those at the hands of others and their evil deeds. There is very little any of us can do when we witness unfairness and wrongdoing at a distance, but there is one who can do something, the Almighty God. You see, God has promised us that if we seek justice for a situation, He will indeed ensure justice is served. Only God knows the true intentions of our hearts. God knows the intentions of those who conduct evil deeds. When we pray for justice in a situation, we can trust that God will bring justice. Now, justice can come in many forms, and justice from God's point of view may not take place in the time or manner that we think is best. But let us defer to God as to how justice is served, knowing that absolutely no one on earth, regardless of their wealth and power, can escape the arm of God. When you witness unfairness or wrongdoing, stand up for what is right by asking God to bring justice to those who are responsible. And know it will be done. In today's episode, we discuss the idea of standing up for what is right as we walk with God and as we walk in the world. We outline several ways that we can all help someone in need, whether it is an individual or an entire community. We discuss the importance of responding to wrongdoing. While it is not always appropriate or wise to deal with the offenders of wrongdoing directly, there are mechanisms in place in our society to report wrongdoing and unfairness to allow law enforcement or proper authorities to step in. These mechanisms are not perfect, so we should always ask God for guidance and wisdom as to how to report wrongdoing. Lastly, we discussed the fact that at the end of the day, we can always ask God to intervene. We can ask God to bring justice to those who are at the root of wrongdoing. God is our protector and is the only one who can intervene in all situations in a way that is measured and appropriate. God's timing and method for justice may not match what we had in mind, but we can trust God's decisions around justice, knowing they will be complete. When we walk with God, it is not always about us. Sometimes our walk involves interacting with others in our society. Stand up for what is right. Use wisdom and discernment as how to approach each situation, but lean on God for guidance when it comes to shining your light where there is darkness in the world. All right, let's close out in prayer. Father, we pray before you this morning. Thanks, first of all, for just the wisdom that you've put upon my heart to share with our community. We thank you, Lord, just for all of the guidance you give us when we are out in the world and facing just random situations. In today's episode, we talked about what we should do when there is wrongdoing, what we should do when there is fairness. And we just pray that you will help us to remember that when these circumstances come upon us, that we can always, always reach out to you for guidance, for direction, for discernment, for wisdom. We can come to you to ask for justice to be done. We can come to you to ask how we should best proceed into a situation. And we just thank you for just all that you put on our heart. We thank you, Lord, just for all that you do in our lives. And just thank you for using us as a vessel to shine your light through us into the world. We thank you once again. Amen. Are you interested in learning more about the sources guiding this message? I invite you to stay tuned after the break for our Going Deeper with the Word segment. Here we examine how God's Word provides clear guidance and direction about standing up for what's right. If you're catching this episode on Facebook or YouTube, please be sure to click that like button and also be sure to leave your comments about today's message and standing up for what's right. If you are new to our ministry, please subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow our podcast so that you're notified of future messages. We'll be right back.
Some messages just hit differently. And if this message has touched your heart and you want to experience it again, you can watch the video online at walkinginstepwithgod.org/messages. God bless you.
The greatest way that you can get involved with this ministry is to be involved in the community. Here are four specific ways. Join the discussion by asking and engaging with questions in our community space. Share a prayer on our prayer wall or take some time to pray for others. Has our ministry impacted your walk with God? Then share your story and inspire others. Lastly, you can support our ministry as a financial partner so that we can expand our reach and grow the community. Learn more about these opportunities to get involved by visiting walkinginstepwithgod.org/get involved.
Welcome to Going Deeper with the Word. In this segment, we welcome people of all backgrounds, religious or not, to review the Word of God. The Word of God provides guidance, direction, and instructions for living our lives and walking with God. Today, we examine how God's Word provides clear guidance and direction about standing up for what's right. Let's review examples of God's Word that can lead and guide our steps and back up the principles we learned in today's message. I will be reading scripture today from the Amplified Bible. Here's our first verse. Colossians 3, verse 12. So as God's own chosen people who are holy and well-beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In this verse, we are reminded of the posture we should aim for as we walk out and about in the world. There are plenty of people who walk with a stance of greed, pride, and selfishness, but we are here to stand apart from the rest. Let us use our renewed hearts to help those who are in need. The need is great in so many ways across our communities. So when in doubt, let us turn to God and ask Him to lead and guide our steps to where there is a need. When was the last time you helped someone or many others in need? Share your experience in the comments. Let's have a look at another verse. Romans 12, verses 17 through 21. Never repay anyone evil for evil. Take thought for what is right and gracious and proper in the sight of everyone. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone beloved. Never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome and conquered by evil, but overcome evil with good. This verse reveals an additional angle when it comes to responding to wrongdoing and unfairness. Paul reminds us that we should not repay evil for evil. He goes on to say that we should do whatever we can to live in peace with others, even if they are often at the root of wrongdoing. This is something I have had to do in my workplace, and it is not easy, but with God's help, we can have the strength and resolve to treat everyone with kindness. Paul also shares something very important. The Lord has said he will repay evil, and in the meantime, we should feed our enemy if they are hungry, and provide drink if they are thirsty. In essence, the Lord directs us to respond with kindness to those who do evil to us. I've experienced this before, and I can tell you, my acts of kindness in response to wrongdoing sent the perpetrator into a state of confusion. Have you responded to wrongdoing with kindness in your family or workplace? What was the outcome? Let's look at one last verse. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 17. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time for every matter and for every work. In this verse, we are reminded that God is the one who should judge others who are performing acts of unfairness and wrongdoing. We can always approach God and ask Him to bring justice to those at the root of evil deeds. God can and will bring justice to those individuals in a way that we never could. This verse reminds us that when we make this request for justice, we should be patient and give it to God, for God's timing and method of justice may not align with what we had in mind. Have you recently asked God to bring justice upon someone who is performing acts of wrongdoing? Is it difficult or easy for you to let it go once you have made this request? Let us know in the comments. As children of God, let us not sit idly by as wrongdoing and unfairness stand before us. We cannot respond to every situation, nor should we, but we should find a way to take a stand for what is right when and where we can. When in doubt, ask God for guidance on how to use His light within you to stand up for what's right. Thank you for your time in reviewing these verses with me today. Please be sure to share in the comments how these or other examples of God's Word have helped you to stand up for what's right. Thank you for the opportunity to share encouragement. Here at Walking in Step with God, we truly appreciate your support. We are fully committed to Christ and the community. We invite you to join us in fellowship and to seek opportunities for fellowship in your local community as well. Have an amazing week, and we will catch you next time. Bless you.
Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with others if this message has blessed you. Consider becoming a supporter of Walking in Step with God to help others walk boldly with God. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org to learn more.